Rubber game of the series in New York between the Angels and Yankees. Cameron Maybin swinging a hot bat of late, trying to continue it as he leads off the game facing Luis Severino.
The season. And he'll swing and drive one out to deep left field. Gardner moving back near the wall. He'll watch this one go. It's a leadoff big fly for Cameron Maybin. 1-0 Halos.
Just like we just talked about, you get ahead of the count, you can put some good swings against Severino. 1-0 count. 333 batting average, including a home run. Got ahead of the count. Cameron did not miss that one at the left field.
Hicks takes off. 3-2. Drilled to straightaway center field. That is blasted. Maybin will watch it go. It's a three-run home run. And it's 5-1 New York. 1-1 down. Cole hits one out toward right center field. Aaron Hicks moving over. Should be deep enough to score Pennington. And it will. We're tied at 5. Cole Calhoun with a sack fly, picking up his 35th run batted in.
Nice job by Cole getting the pitch elevated enough where he can hit in the air deep enough to bring that tying run home.
That's a base hit to right field, and the Angels are on top 6-5. Got a fastball and just hit it the other way.
What a perfect piece of hitting there by Albert Pujols going the other way.
Simmons lines one to left and toward the corner. Pujols will score, as will Escobar. Simmons on his way to second. It's a 2-RBI double, 8-5 Angels.
Talk about getting ready to drive a pitch. Andelton Simmons, 16th double, giving him 33 RBI.
Ground ball to second should do it. Pennington has it. Light that baby up as the Angels take the finale by the score of 10-5, their 26th come-from-behind victory of the season.
And once again at that 500 mark, 19th time this season. What a game by all tonight by the Angels. The bullpen outstanding, the offense very productive, falling behind 5-1 to come back.
The Angels take the series finale over the Yankees, getting back to the 500 mark. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
How many times are you going to dig a hole to those guys and get out of it? Our bullpen was magnificent again. Got our bats rolling, and obviously, you don't want the game to get on the terms of trying to beat their guys at the end, but worked out that way. We got some hits off of Betances to, get it done. But Jesse was really off early, just not only the walks, but the bad counts, not being able to put guys away. I think he came out in the third and fourth and just found his release point better and got us 2 innings. No, I think we did a good job of runners in scoring position. I mean, 5-for-9, so some of those hits are going to be opposite field when they fall in. But Albert got 2 the other way. Eske got 1 the other way. I think we did a good job with runners in scoring position, a good job running the bases. The whole comeback was done without a ball going out of the park. So, that was impressive.
Cliff Pennington, a nice game with 3 hits and 3 runs scored. He talked to the media after.
Well, to stay in the game, your bullpen's got to come in and do what ours did tonight, and those are the guys that you got to give the credit for. Hey, buddy, what's he doing?
There's a lot of traffic here in New York. Have you noticed that?
But our bullpen, man, when they come in and throw 7 scoreless like that, it gives you a chance, and that's the key to one of these games when you get down early, and they did an awesome job tonight.
As crazy as it might sound, how big was Jesse Chavez turning things around for himself?
It was huge, and we talked about that in here. I was like, dude, you got to give us a couple innings, man. You got to give us, we were trying to get him to 6 anyway, and it's what he wanted. And obviously he didn't get quite there, but he gave us a couple big zeros out there after having a rough start that, happens from time to time. But for him to battle and give us a chance and then the bullpen to come in and do what they do, I mean, that's how you come back in those games.
Talk about you and your approach and how you've been staying in the game yourself by keeping sharp in certain situations. What has helped you the most?
Well, I mean, Polly and Hanny in the cage. I mean, they and Ash too. But those guys come in and they throw us a short BP and keep us fresh, keep the velo okay, so that when you come in there and see 98 off the bench, you can still get a barrel to it. But it's thanks to those guys that I get the opportunity to do that.
You've been around too to know, is it more significant to win a series here in New York, especially staying in the hunt for a wild card?
Well, I mean, they're typically a good team. And when you beat good teams on the road, yeah, I mean, I think that might mean a little more. I don't know if it's necessarily because it's New York or it's just because they're good teams. But when you go on the road and win series, that's huge. And when you beat good teams on the road, that gives you a little momentum going to the next one.
Up next, the Angels begin a series in Boston on Friday.